Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. By the way, I got a big win yesterday. Tell you about that later today.
Oh, can't wait.
Pretty big win.
Is it update worthy?
Not necessarily, because I don't want to highlight it too much.
Okay. Right. Oh, no, okay, I'm sorry.
Now I'm really intrigued.
Just leaving that out there. Rhea, the fills this year, glass half full, glass half empty, as you're digesting it.
I am always officially listed as day-to-day. I think you know me well enough by now. You know, I never watch a game and go, oh, there's 120-plus games to go till October. I don't do that. Listen, the Phillies deserve the short leash they're on just because of the similar things have cropped up in previous playoff failures, but... and the sweep by the Mets kind of still lingers with me. I need Trey moved off a shortstop. But, you know, I love baseball. I love the everyday. I love one day I love them, one day I hate them. Yep. I mean, it's just.
And that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah, and that's why I'm a sports fan.
Exactly.
I don't go, well, you know, it's okay that they got crushed 10-0.
We're not St. Louis.
No, exactly. Right? Like, I'm deeply invested in every game. And I said to James before the show, for the first time in a long time, I'm super excited about what's in the minors.
Well, it does seem like they really have some real prospects.
And they're saying that they'll bring them up.
Yes.
And let them contribute. That, you know, you always are, oh, they're too young, they're too this. Dombrowski's like, no, I won't hesitate.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
So 215-592-9494 for everyone on all this. Devin, glass half full, glass half empty. Digesting the Phillies this year, how are you taking it in?
Glass 3/4 of the way full. I'd say if I had to pinpoint how I feel, you know, throughout this stretch of the season thus far, it would be almost full, but not quite there yet. I understand, you know, the frustrations and worries. And I think that you kind of summed it up perfectly comparing it to the start of the Eagles season, where they're on a short leash because of the way things ended and because of the way things went really the back half of last season. I understand that. But it is still a good baseball club. I don't want to say great. They are good. I want to see a little bit more from the offense. And, you know, the bullpen just really prevents me from being all in, from being full glass half full, because that's going to be a problem that's going to linger with this team really up through the trade deadline. We'll see what Dombrowski does, if anything, into the postseason. I don't believe that they can win a series.
So let me just say this to that last point, though. I mean, imagine a scenario where people stay healthy, which maybe they will, maybe they won't. Where they get to move two pitchers into the bullpen. Totally different bullpen. I mean, imagine Ranger and Andrew Payne are both in the bullpen in October. That's a totally...
I just can't even imagine
totally
Andrew
different,
Painter.
Like, well, you better imagine.
How do I imagine him at this point when it's still... like it just seems like
he's pitching.
Well,
they don't know if they'll move him into the bullpen.
But someone's going there. Like, put it this way. You could have three guys. You could have Mick Abel in the bullpen. You could have Painter in the bullpen. You could have Ranger in the bullpen. I mean, what is that?
And I know he stinks.
That's amazing.
But there still is a trade deadline coming up, too. Like, let's not... I know Dombrowski's been horrible at it, but, like, they're going to make trades. The question is, can he finally make a good one? I mean, in his past, Dave Dombrowski has made great deadline trades. Yeah. He just hasn't done it here.
I will say this. I have more confidence in guys in their organization improving the bullpen than Dombrowski.
Well, how could you have any confidence in Dombrowski? But they will make trades. You know, there is other additions.
How are you digesting this Phillies thing? And it has been a roller coaster. Don't kid yourself. And people have been very quick to complain, and I've been one of them. And I, like Rhea, I maintain my right to complain in future weeks and shows. But I feel pretty good. I think they're a damn good baseball team. I think they're very good. I really do. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win, how about it, a pair of tickets to see Metallica. This will wake you up. Imagine if someone has their alarm set, John, at WIP at 621. This is the first thing they hear.
Your darkness imprisoning me as the opening line for their morning.
Get up!
Absolute horror.
I know, right?
You're already late to work. Get that ass moving. Metallica, awesome band. They're going to be in town really coming up soon, May 25th at the Link. The M72 World Tour. Tickets remain on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win them today, and here's how, at 215-592-9494. You got to give us a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal. Why? Because I was watching The Notebook yesterday, and I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. How many passes through The Notebook is that?
I mean,
that?
25 or 30.
Oh, my God.
It is right there. It is right there with Romeo and Juliet amongst the greatest love stories of all time.
Oh, my God. Turn his mic off.
And it's got multiple great scenes with animals. Got the scenes with the ducks. Got the scene on the lake. Got the scenes with the birds flying. I mean, it's beautiful. Give me a great scene from a movie or a show with animals. I don't know if you can beat The Notebook, but best answer whoever provides it. John is just shaking his head in disbelief.
He's not the only one.
Devin doesn't know what to say because I think she's a Notebook fan. That's what I'm sensing.
Me, no, not the biggest Notebook fan.
That's it.
You got no heart.
I mean, maybe when I was like 12 years old.
You got
take that.
She's got no freaking heart. All right, John Ritchie.
I'll try to unwussify. Jurassic Park. The scene where the family first they venture into that open field and there are brontosauruses foraging from the trees that are hundreds of feet overhead.
There they are.
Man, they look gigantic. And man, those things look real. That Jurassic Park, that moment, I don't know. I had never seen anything that looked and made me feel, and it even like thumped and thundered in the theater.
Like, I think it's the all-time, both the audience and the characters going wow at the same time moment.
That's pretty cool.
You know what I mean?
So the first Jurassic Park scene.
Yeah,
is
when they're in the Jeep Laura Dern's grabbing him, be like, look. Right. Oh, yep. It's so good.
Devin, a scene in a movie or a show with an animal.
I'm going to go with one of the final scenes of Homeward Bound when the dogs find their own or see their owners across the Golden Gate Bridge and they start running and then they reunite. You can't not cry happy.
You think
tears,
that
you know?
Homeward Bound is a movie that people have all seen? Have you seen that?
I haven't. But,
God,
you know.
Is this a children's movie?
Yeah, it's kids' movie.
Yeah. A lot
I
of people
seen
have
it
seen that
since
movie.
I was young,
pretty famous.
John Ritchie, not exactly young in heart. Wait,
no, I think it's a children's movie, right?
Can I ask a dumb question regarding Ritchie's
It is
answer?
Absolutely a children's movie, yes. Go
yes,
ahead, Devin.
It is. Do dinosaurs classify as animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
They do?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But are you sure about that? Oh, here we go. Are you sure about that?
What else would they be?
For people looking at me on YouTube.
They could be like mammals. They could be like, we don't know. I don't know.
Now, keep going.
Do you have more thoughts on this?
No, I think we should work this out.
Yeah.
Let's think about what they might be.
They're like a different era of the earth than when the animals that we know were born.
Yeah. So what would
created?
What would a woolly mammoth be?
What could they be?
What would like a woolly mammoth be?
That's a mammal. That's but that they came after the dinosaurs.
True. Very true.
So you'd say that's not an animal?
Extinct animals aren't animals.
A woolly mammoth is a mammal.
So not an animal because it's a mammal.
Is an animal. Is a bug an animal?
No, that's an
yes, it is. It's not a mammal, though.
Yeah. What? What?
Wow. This
All right. You guys are ganging up on Devin, and it is not right because I wouldn't have gone with a dinosaur either. So I got your back,
you.
Devin.
Thank you. Thank you.
A dinosaur is
Rhea,
an animal.
Give me a scene with an animal.
Okay. I'm a sucker for this. The movie Eight Below, when he's got to leave the dogs in Antarctica. When he goes,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back, and he hears the dogs barking.
Mm-hmm.
I will rewind it like 10 times when I'm watching it. Okay. It just gets me every time.
Seltzer, a scene with an animal.
I will not take a haymaker. A movie we don't shout out enough. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino. When Brad Pitt, his dog Brandy, when they take on the Manson people, does the little whistle thing and the snap, and the dog
Manson
goes nuts.
People.
Awesome.
There are big answers, man. Guys. There are big
That's
answers.
That's a good movie. And that's recent
it's
enough.
It's a great movie.
I
a
haven't
great movie,
seen
yeah.
it again yet, and maybe it's time.
All right, so listen, here's the deal. Give us a great scene in a movie or a show with an animal. Whoever provides the best answer, you win the Metallica tickets. Hopefully your justification's a little better than whatever Devin just stumbled into.
I just Googled it. They're reptiles.
She
yes!
may have.
They classify as reptiles.
Sort of found her way out of it a little bit, but not really.
Reptiles are count as animals.
Yeah.
They do. No, I'm saying
yeah.
I was wrong, but they
okay.
are reptiles.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were
yeah,
right.
We knew they didn't count as mammals. We
I
weren't saying
know.
That.
Well, but I thought someone discovered that maybe some dinosaurs had wings, and like I didn't know what they classify, or feathers, I mean. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, they're descendants of birds, like pterodactyls.
James, in this case, less you, more Devin. So Rhea, you got to save her again?
I can't. When she went in wings and feathers,
This whole thing got all, this got all-timer.
I'm sorry.
All right, give us a big answer, an animal. Also, the Phils, where do you stand on their season and kind of how you're digesting it? Good win last night. Wheeler, Schwarber, Casty, obviously Bone with a contribution as well. A lot of good stuff there. 215-592-9494. Back with all the calls and all of this on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all your favorite player props. And right now you can make the smartest play, with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe even flirting with a potential triple-double, we'll get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once the game starts, well, that's when things get real interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. And when you get started, you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. What a deal. And you get that at FanDuel.com/hammer. Whether you apply it to the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, another game involving the local baseball squad later tonight, or any of the other action across the sports landscape, it's all there for you. Win and win big with FanDuel.com/hammer.